知行如履。
Listen and share。
Mother's Touch， 一位妈妈的轻触。The sun was unusually strong as it streamed across Michael's face, waking him gently. There was a surreal stillness filling the room as Michael lay still, trying to work out which day it was.It felt as if it had only just laid down, but the room was hot and stuffy with the bright warmth of the sun. It was quiet, and the mirror opposite him was reflecting the light into his eyes. He squinted, looking at the image of the door behind him. Something was moving, but he couldn't see what.He sat up, his stomach strangely tight, and his breathing cautious. Michael felt the warmth leave his back. Shadows crept into the room as the sun hit behind the clouds that now filled the sky. Michael turned back to the mirror and saw the blurred outline of his mother in the doorway. Smiling with relief, he turned around and stared.Empty sockets stare back, devoid of anything but filmy membranes across his tenacious flesh. Long skeletal bones reached out, the remains of muscles clinging to the forearm. Skin covered her shoulders and legs, peeling off in random layers around her joints, and veins stretched over the mottled, translucent skin of her faceas the bloody stump of her mouth spread into a smile. Hello, darling?
都市的阳光从迈克尔脸上扫过，将他从睡梦中慢慢唤醒。房间里静得出奇，他静静地躺在床上，努力想搞清楚今天是哪一天。他感觉就好像是自己刚刚躺下不久。房间里很热，屋子里充斥着阳光带来的明亮与热量，一切都静悄悄的。他对面的镜子反射着阳光，刺视着他的眼睛。他斜视了一下，从镜子中看到了自己身后的门，有什么在动他也看不清楚。迈克尔坐了起来，奇怪的是肚子突然揪痛起来。他小心地吸着气，感觉到暖气从自己的后背开始消失。这时天空布满了乌云，太阳被云层遮盖，阴影慢慢伸进了屋里。他又转向了镜子，看到妈妈模糊的身影就站在门口。他释然地笑了，转过身来盯着门口，但是门口空空如也，什么也没有。但是在远处却看到一个榨干的人身，被一层朦胧的薄膜隔着，一具个头高挑的骷髅从里面钻了出来，小臂上残挂着缕缕肌肉，在骷髅的肩膀和腿上还残盖着皮，关节处的皮肤在不规则地剥落着。透过他那张斑驳怪异而且透明的脸皮，条条血管清晰可见。这时他张开了血迹斑斑残缺不齐的嘴巴，他笑了，亲爱的，你好吗？
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The sun was unusually strongAs it streamed across Michael's face, waking him gently.
毒射的阳光从迈克尔脸上扫过，将他从睡梦中慢慢唤醒。
There was a surreal stillness filling the room as Michael lay still, trying to work out which day it was.
房间里静得出奇，他静静地躺在床上，努力想搞清楚今天是哪一天。
It felt as if he had only just laid down, but the room was hot and stuffy with the bright warmth of the sun.
他感觉就好像是自己刚刚躺下不久，房间里很热，屋子里充斥着阳光带来的明亮与热量。
It was quiet, and the mirror opposite him was reflecting the light into his eyes.
一切都静悄悄的，他对面的镜子反射着阳光，刺激着他的眼睛。
He squinted, looking at the image of the door behind him.
他斜视了一下，从镜子中看到了自己身后的门。
Something was moving, but he couldn't see what.
有什么在动，他也看不清楚。
He sat up, his stomach strangely tight.
迈克尔坐了起来，奇怪的是肚子突然揪痛起来。
And his breathing cautious, Michael felt the warmth leave his back.
他小心地吸着气，感觉到暖气从自己的后背开始消失。
Shadows crept into the room as the sun hit behind the clouds that now filled the sky.
这时天空布满了乌云，太阳被云层遮盖，阴影慢慢伸进了屋里。
Michael turned back to the mirror and saw the blurred outline of his mother in the doorway.
他又转向了镜子，看到妈妈模糊的身影，就站在门口。
Smiling with relief, he turned around and stared.
他释然地笑了，转过身来盯着门口。
Empty socket stared back, devoid of anything but filmy membranes across distant juicing flesh.
但是门口空空如也，什么也没有。在远处却看到一个榨干的人身，被一层朦胧的薄膜隔着。
Long skeletal bones reached out.
一具个头高挑的骷髅从里面钻了出来。
The remains of muscles clinging to the forearm.
小臂上残挂着缕缕肌肉。
Skin covered her shoulders and legs.
在骷髅的肩膀和腿上还残盖着皮。
Peeling off the random layers around her joints.
关节处的皮肤在不规则地剥落着。
The veins stretched over the mottled, translucent skin of her face as the bloody stump of her mouth spread into a smile. Hello, darling?
透过她那张斑驳怪异而且透明的脸皮，条条血管清晰可见。这时她张开了血迹斑斑残缺不齐的嘴巴，她笑了。亲爱的，你好吗？讲解一下相关的语言点。
Work out
就像 figure out 一样，表示想出弄明白。比如说
Nobody can work out how the fire started.
没人能搞清楚这场火是怎么起来的。这个词组还可以表示健身，比如说在健身房健身。
Work out at the gym. Stuffy
气闷的，不通风的。比如说
This room seems stuffy.
Open a window. 这间房子好像挺不通气的，开一扇窗子吧。这里的 stuffy with 指的是房里充斥着，充满了。
Creep
这个词是 creep 的过去式，意思是蹑手蹑脚爬。举个例子，
The thief crept along the corridor.
那个贼偷偷地在走廊上前行。表示走路的不同姿态，我们可以用不同的动词。比如这里说偷偷地蹑手蹑脚，我们可以用 creep。 如果我们说人手舞足蹈地走进房间，可以说
He dances into the room.
说人溜过屋子，就用 He slips into the room.
Clean
表示严谨、覆着，这是一个不及物动词，通常都和介词 to 来连用。例如
The baby monkey clung to its mother.
小猴子紧紧偎着它妈妈。
Peel off
剥落、脱落。 peel 这个词本身可以表示皮，比如说 apples have red or green peel， 苹果有红的或绿的果皮。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。